final punch from a big storm.
Hurricane Dorian is now thrashing North Carolina.
Chaos and frustration in the battered Bahamas.
We still have babies here. We still have elderly people here.
Possible cause of vaping illnesses.
It coats the lungs with oil, making it difficult to breathe.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The North Carolina coast is absorbing what should be the final blow from Hurricane Dorian. The destructive storm is now a Category 1, top winds of 90 miles an hour. The eye is near Cape Hatteras. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Beaufort, North Carolina.
Right now we're getting gusts anywhere from 50 to 60 miles per hour. We completely went dark. We lost power. The island's behind me in the dark. We've been watching green flashes of light sporadically the entire morning. What we believe to be transformer boxes going off. There is a warning of flash flooding going on. We've got about 12 inches of water that has fallen in parts of North Carolina. We're expecting to get as many as 4 more inches. That's enough water to swallow cars, and my officials are saying this morning, while you may want to go out and look at this, do not go out on the roads.
Well, Dorian has knocked out power to hundreds of thousands in North and South Carolina. CBS's Jamie Yukis.
We're in historic downtown Charleston, and what I'm seeing is that these streets yesterday during flash flooding were covered with water. Now you just see the remnants of it today. That's the good news. The bad news is all the debris in this area. You see trees like this. There are limbs all throughout the area on roadways, so people are having to clean that up. The other problem is a number of street signs and utility poles are either bent or in the roadway. So workers are going to be working to get those back up before cleanup is completed.
Correspondent David Begno flew with famed chef Jose Andres in the storm aftermath in the Bahamas.
The first place we landed was Green Turtle Key in the Abaco Islands. As the chef offloaded food, we went to ask people what they need.
Homes!
Homes, she yelled. In this community of about 550 people, it looked as though most every structure was either damaged or destroyed, including the food stores.
We need ice.
We have no power. We need generators and stuff.
We need generators. We get some generators.
We need help.
And that is why the delivery from Chef Andreas matters. Before leaving, we asked volunteer fireman Greg Johnson to assess the conditions for us.
It's deplorable. People are getting violent, angry, upset. And we're trying to get our government officials, please come down here and show your faces. We are on our own, and the U.S. is the only place that is helping us.
In Southern California, it's fire that's threatening hundreds of homes. CBS's Carter Evans is covering the wildfire that's growing southeast of Los Angeles.
Police officers and firefighters patrolled neighborhoods warning families it was time to go.
They don't know which way it's going to go, so they just recommend that we get out of here as quick as possible.
Officials say it's still a dangerous situation.
This is a rapidly evolving incident, so we are asking people to stay out of the area.
Well, some new details have emerged about the deadly fire on a California dive boat.
NTSB investigators for the first time are describing what crew members have told them.
What's emerging from the interviews is a harrowing story.
Some of the crew were sleeping when the fire began.
One crew member reported that he awoke to a noise.
Jennifer Homendy says all their efforts to get passengers were thwarted.
They went to the double doors of the galley to get to the passengers, but it was engulfed in flames at that time.
34 people were killed. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Santa Barbara, California.
Well, next week, a group of state attorneys general will announce an antitrust investigation into Google. It's a look at the tech giant's impact on digital advertising. The Wall Street Journal reports Facebook will be investigated, too. President Trump and some members of his administration have gone to great lengths over the past few days to defend his characterization of Alabama being in the Hurricane Dorian trouble zone. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
5 days after he was contradicted by the National Weather Service, the president remained intent on trying to prove he was right when he said Alabama could have been in Dorian's path. He tweeted 4-week-old forecast maps that showed a slight chance of tropical storm force winds hitting Alabama. The White House then released a statement from the president's Homeland Security and counterterrorism advisor, who said Mr. Trump's remark on Sunday was based on a briefing he received that morning.
Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz tells supporters he's not going to push ahead with an independent presidential run. He writes, not enough people are willing to back an independent because, quote, they fear it might lead to reelecting a uniquely dangerous incumbent president. From Florida today, the story of an airline worker accused of sabotage.
Court papers show mechanic Abdulmajid Alani admits tampering with an American Airlines plane's navigation system at Miami International back in July to get overtime work that he wasn't getting because of tough union negotiations. Pilots aborted takeoff for the Bahamas when they saw an error message. Technicians found foam glued to a crucial part of the system. Investigators say surveillance video showed Alani working on the plane earlier. He's due in court today. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Overseas, the longtime ruler of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, has died at 95. His 37-year reign came to an end 2 years ago. It was marked by economic turmoil and human rights violations. Back here at home, reporter Sabrina Cupid looks at the investigation into lung illnesses that have been tied to vaping.
In most of the samples tested so far, health officials reported having found an oil derived from vitamin E. Now, it doesn't sound dangerous, and it's not been known to cause harm when ingested or applied to the skin, but when it's heated up into a vapor, then its molecular structure could change and be hazardous when inhaled. When the vapor cools down, it returns to its original state, which means it's now coated the inside of the lungs.
A government report finds 99% of applicants were rejected in the first year of an overhauled student loan forgiveness program that was supposed to expand financial help. The analysis says the process is not clear to borrowers. Star NFL quarterback Drew Brees is pushing back against critics. A video he was part of was put out by a conservative Christian group that's been linked with anti-gay messages.
I filmed a video recently that was encouraging kids to bring their Bibles to school for National Bring Your Bible to School Day. It was as simple as that.
Brees says he believes in respecting and accepting all. Now we serve up a follow-up to a story from earlier this week.
An Australian vegan who sued her neighbor over the smell of meat and fish cooking on his barbecue is in for a rough weekend next month. More than 3,000 people have signed on to a massive cookout outside Cilla Carden's home in Perth on October 19th. Carden's legal beef was that odors from the neighbor's barbecue had destroyed her quality of life. That triggered a social media campaign to not let Cilla destroy an Aussie tradition. And as the page description read, get some pork on her fork. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Jimmy Johnson, a founder of the famed Muscle Shoals Studios in Alabama, has died. As a studio musician and producer, Johnson, who was 76, played a role in big hits like that one and for dozens of rock, soul, and blues performers in the 1960s and 70s. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.